Thank you for calling Mingland Jewelers. This is Megan. How may I help you?
Megan, this is Nick from RDI Diamonds. How are you this morning?
Oh, doing well. How are you?
Excellent. Well, you seem very chipper, which tells me that you either really love the holiday or the avalanche hasn't hit you quite yet.
Both.
All right. Fair enough.
But, yeah. Well, it's just nice to hear from you. I haven't heard from you in a little while. But, yeah, you're one of the people that call that I actually enjoy talking to.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you.
Yeah.
You know, it's that fine balance, and I don't think I do it very well. I caution because I used to be a retailer. I used to be a jeweler. So I'm on your side of the phone, and I hate those. I realize I'm not a cold call, but I'm not a warm call either all the time either. So I try to space them out so you don't forget about me, yet I'm not the roll of the eyes when I call, so I don't always do a great job at that. So.
You know, yeah, that's exactly it, because I get some people that are calling like every other week, and I'm like, I'll let you know. and it's always, and it's never for anything really that I even need. It's always for stuff that I don't need. It's like a ton of people calling and advertising CAD/CAM stuff, and I'm like, I have resources for that. You know, it's like, how do you, you're not in business for like 37 years and not have a resource for CAD/CAM. I don't know. I just think it's, I mean, I get it. People have to advertise, but I mean, it's like, why? Why over and over and over and over every other week? Or like, I don't know. It's a lot. But
yeah.
It definitely does get eye rolls a lot.
I get that. I do share with like with my account managers, you know, because they'll get that all the time. And I'll say, okay, so it is a fine line, and you really do need to dance around it, and you have to be respectful. And if they say don't call so much, you got to do that. How, this being said, odds are they've got a number one person, and, that, and this is, comes from my personal experience where I literally left a job that I had been for 8 years and was very happy. I was very upset with my boss at that particular moment. I hung up the phone, and the phone rang. I had hung up the phone so hard that I thought I had made the bell go off, right? So I checked it, and it happened to be somebody that had been trying to recruit me. Well, it was all about timing. If she called 20 minutes earlier, I would have said, hey, thanks, I appreciate it, but no, I'm good. But I was very upset with my boss at that moment, and all she asked for was a lunch. And I went, you know what? I'll go to that lunch. And do you know, I jumped ship and went to that lunch.
Wow.
So it's one of those things where, so I like, and I tend to pull myself back. I go, I totally get it. I would not want a call every single week. It would just drive me nuts.
Uh-huh.
However, they happen to catch you on the one day that your CAD person screwed something up.
This is true.
Your ears are going to grow.
This is true.
Yep. So
that's a really good way to look at it.
Unfortunately, it is a, what's the term I'm looking for? An unwanted necessity. So it's a way to look for the opportunity. Same thing when a customer comes into your store. You don't give them that bright, shiny smile that you just gave me. That might turn them off. They might walk around, might walk down to your competitor and buy a $10,000, you know, necklace. So who knows, you know?
Absolutely. Oh, I know.
So anyway,
we're happy here. All is well. I don't have anything on my desk right now that I'm needing for anybody. I know Angie's working on a few things. She's not here at the moment, but she'll be in a little while.
Lovely.
I will ask her, and I'll tell her that you called.
Perfect. And I will request one thing, and this is where I will sadly call a little bit more often this time of year. It's just for a very quick weekend. I like to tell everybody because we extend our hours, but it's not just one extension. It kind of compounds. So each week I'll just call and say, hey, here's my hours for the week just in case. All right.
Okay,
so,
that sounds great. We don't mind that at all.
Lovely. All right. So right now you guys are East Coast time, right? What time is it your time right now?
Right now it's 11:30.
Perfect. It's 11:30 here, so we're on the same time zone.
Great.
So
okay.
I'll share today, tomorrow, we're shipping up till 6 o'clock.
Okay.
If you have an order to be placed tomorrow, we're actually doing free shipping for Saturday.
Okay.
And then Saturday we're here shipping up until 5 for Monday's delivery.
On what day till 5?
Saturday.
On Saturday, okay.
So that way, I mean, it's no use in waiting until on Monday when you can just call me on a Saturday and I can have it to you on a Monday.
Okay, awesome.
And I'll follow this up with just a really quick email to Angie's email with basically the same hours, just to kind of double down.
Okay, yeah, that sounds great. No problem at all. We really appreciate that.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate you, and I hope you have a good afternoon.
Yeah, you too.
All right, enjoy your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.